Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz. A little more than a week after suffering a heart attack, the Chief Justice of the state's Supreme Judicial Court, Ralph Gantz, has died. The 65-year-old had been on the court for 11 years and its Chief Justice for six, and his death comes just days after the court heard a challenge to the governor's coronavirus state of emergency. For more on Gantz's legacy and what it means for the court, we're joined by the former Chief Justice of the SJC, Margaret Marshall. Justice Marshall, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you, Mr. Lepiarz.
Like I said, this comes just days after Justice Gantz had surgery for a heart attack. He said at the time he expected to be back at the court soon and that he was planning on resuming full duties. How much of a shock is this?
It is a great shock and it is a great tragedy. I've known Chief Justice Gantz for many years and he was always full of energy. We knew that he was under enormous stress. The position of Chief Justice is a demanding one at any time, but during the pandemic, it has been particularly so, and he was handling it with such remarkable leadership. And it was a tragedy when he had the heart attack, and I'm still, frankly, in shell shock. I cannot believe that this brilliant, vibrant, wonderful jurist is with us no longer. It is a tragedy.
You called him brilliant and vibrant. What kind of a judge was Ralph Gantz? What kind of a man was he?
He brought to the position of jurist a sharp legal mind. He also had a huge heart, and throughout his time on the bench, which is when I knew him both as a trial judge, as an associate justice, and then as the chief justice, he had this capacity to toggle between heart and head, the head always leading. He was deeply concerned about the interests of the public and people who sought access to our courts. He paid great attention to the claims that were brought before him. He was very even-handed. He was a wonderful colleague. I remember that when, and I'm just looking at, I pulled up his remarks that he gave when he was sworn in by Governor Patrick as the Chief Justice. And this is so typical of Chief Justice Gantz. It started rather seriously. If we are willing to search for new ways to solve old problems, if we are willing to put our egos aside and remember that it's not about us, if we are willing to work our tails off, he said, if we're willing to work together, then we will be able to address the formidable problems faced by so many of our residents. I mean, Chief Justice Gantz worked his tail off. He cared deeply about the courts. He cared deeply about the delivery of justice. And, you know, I can share with you that some of us were concerned that he was, shouldering so much, but he did it with great energy and enthusiasm, and I say it is a tragedy. It is a tragedy.
You say you were concerned about how much he was shouldering. Is that a common worry for those who are close to justices or especially chief justices of the Supreme Judicial Court?
Oh, yes. And when you add COVID-19 to that, it's a very complex system, but people need to get access to the court. People turn to the courts day in and day out. Tens of thousands of people come into our courthouses every day seeking justice, seeking some kind of solution to some problem which is terribly serious in their lives. And what I admired about him through this period of time is that he provided the Commonwealth with a voice of reason, I think, at a time when events sometimes seemed, almost beyond what we could understand. He was so calm, so careful, so, putting together teams of people who could address and solve problems. I mean, I couldn't have been more proud of the Chief Justice than anybody other than Ralph Gantz at this particular moment in our history.
How does this impact the Supreme Judicial Court right now? Does this mean decisions or future hearings are going to have to be delayed?
No, the court will keep functioning. His voice, his leadership will be missed, but the court will continue to function.
That's former Supreme Judicial Court Chief Justice Margaret Marshall speaking to us about the death of the current Chief Justice, Ralph Gantz. Justice Marshall, thank you again.
Thank you, Mr. Lepiaz.